Hi there, K-Favors. Guess who? It's your executive vice president, Adam Rotella, back. Oh my God, what a move that was. I'm broadcasting from Austin. Wait, no, don't tell people that. Broadcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere in K-Fabe City. This week we have a special guest on the show. That's right, my friends. We have the Canadian Destroyer himself, our K-Fabe artist, Doug. Enjoy, folks. Hello there, everybody. My name is Adam. You know me. You obviously know me. I'm in a different space. I don't even have my wall set up yet. Jeez, Josiah, God damn, man. It's so nice to see you. I haven't seen you in weeks and weeks and weeks.
I know. It's been...
And why don't you also, while you're talking to me, introduce that other guy that's in here. I mean, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, let's get to that. Let's address the Canadian. Let's address the Canadian in the room, shall we? This is Doug Halliday, you know, the kayfabe artist, the kayfabe captain with a K. Joining us, our Canadian EVP here, joining us
from the
shooting from the ice island, from the iceberg. It's currently 25 degrees Celsius, which is 77 degrees Fahrenheit. We learned something today, friends. But he is joining us, our first sit-in guest on Shooting on Kayfabe. And Adam, I echo those sentiments, man. It is great to finally be talking to you again after your move. It's good to get back in the rhythm of content creation. So I'm excited. And Doug, welcome. Welcome to
Thanks for having me, Vils.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, folks, the reason why we have Doug on here and the reason why you're even watching us and the reason why we talk about this stuff is because we want you to know that we are wrestling fans. We're not just some willy-nilly people out here trying to take your money for wrestling shirts. And by the way, wouldn't you also like to see the beautiful face of the guy that draws all of our stuff anyways? Yeah. Doug, you did such a fantastic job on that milk carton. We didn't have this in the notes whatsoever, but let's talk about that missing title very, very quickly. Doug, what a fantastic job you did on that milk carton. How surprised were you, Doug, when you read that Chris Jericho lost that AEW belt?
I'm still in debate whether it was fictional or reality, but that stuff writes itself, right? So some great content to go with. We all conversed pretty quickly. I took my iPad to the couch while watching children and tried to get through it pretty quickly. So,
well, you know, what's really horrible about that is they actually found the belt. I mean, yeah, that content is going to be evergreen, and that's a shirt or a mug or a pillow or whatever the hell we're going to put that thing on. That's evergreen content. But I was hoping we were at least going to have a good week of that shirt and being able, and Chris Jericho. I thought that the way that they changed the topic, the way that they changed the talking points just hours into the belt being gone was fantastic. I mean, what happened. You have to change the talking points at that point. Yeah. And I thought Chris Jericho knocked it out of the park with that. Just 2 minutes on Twitter is all you need, folks, to just completely change the talking points.
Yep.
And a hot tub.
Yeah. And a hot tub.
Needed.
And a little bit of the bubbly. That's what he had. He had all those things.
Speaking of a little bit of the bubbly, Ric Flair was such a great drinker, but Ric Flair, I think, might have lost his mind a little bit lately. This whole thing that's going on with Becky Lynch and Flair. Josiah, what would you explain to the people that have been under a rock what Ric Flair and Becky Lynch are talking about right now?
So it happens that Ric Flair is trying to suddenly, and it does feel like a suddenly out of nowhere thing, lay claim to the term the man. He's trying to file copyrights and trademark so that WWE will then have to pay him continue going forward, and also reparations for using that with Becky Lynch in the past year. So it makes no sense to me. I've never associated Ric Flair as, it's never been his gimmick, the man. I know he says, you know, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. But I never once took that to mean that it was his moniker. I don't know. To me, it seems like maybe he needs some cash, which is hard to imagine because he's Ric Flair, but maybe he is in a hard place financially. It makes no sense to me that he's trying to do this to get money from the WWE and strain that relationship. So I don't know.
I'm with you, man. I mean, one of the first things that Doug said when we gave him the idea of the title belt on the milk carton was, hey, I think we got to change the copyright on this. Why don't you talk about the copyright and what's your opinion on that, Doug, between Flair and Becky Lynch? Do you see any validity there whatsoever?
I mean, yeah, like Josiah said, I mean, the you know, he's used it in promos to cut a promo, but not once since Becky started using the man have I ever thought, well, you know, that's treading in some uncharted territory that you're not supposed to go. I mean, if that's the case, then we have to go to William Regal being the man's man, and back with the lumberjack stick that he went back with when he first came in. So, you know, I don't really associate it with it whatsoever.
It never crossed my mind at all. I mean, when Becky Lynch called herself the man, I kind of didn't even like her doing that in the first place, to be honest with everybody. It really didn't make much sense to me to even do it, but I never associated Flair with that whatsoever. Do you think anything's going to come out of this? Do you think that, I mean, he's talked to Triple H. I'm pretty sure Triple H politely just patted him on the head and then showed him out the door.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the sum total of it. I think it might strain relations. I mean, if you read the dirt sheets, brother.
Which we do.
Yeah, friggin' sleep in them. Anyway, so according to the rumor and innuendo out there, it's put strain on his relationship with Charlotte, because Charlotte is very much, you know, invested in the company. I think it's just going to put strain on the relationship. I don't see anything really coming out of this. I don't even see WWE giving him a settlement of any kind. It just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense at all. So, I don't know. I feel like it's an exercise in futility, unfortunately, for Mr. Flair.
I mean, let's say this. If they open up that floodgate that they give him some money for using a certain term, imagine what, I mean, once one legal action gets taken, and that's, they can bring that to the judge over and over and over
again. It sets precedent. It sets precedent, and it's a dangerous one. Because then it's, you know, are they paying The Rock every time the word SmackDown is used? I don't think so.
And that's a lot of times.
That dude legitimately has claim to that word, because he actually introduced it into the vernacular, you know, of an entire culture. So if they let Flair get away with the man, then yeah, that opens up the gates for people to come make frivolous claims and get paid really good on it.
Yep. Speaking of getting paid and not getting paid really good at it, let's take a second and talking about paywalls when it comes to creators on the internet, my man. Now, one of the things that we try to do here at Kayfabe Content is we're trying to build a long-standing brand. So at the moment, that's why our shirts are $12.99. That's why our mugs are $12.99. That's why our soon-to-be pencils that are thrown at cameras will be $12.99. I think we might make some money off of that, actually. Other than people buying $12.99 pencils, we're not really looking at this right now in the business standpoint to really make a quote-unquote profit right now. We're making enough. I mean, Joe, this is all a side project for all three of us right now. What we're trying to do is build a brand and to gain attention. And one of the best ways to do that is through free content on the internet. Josiah, are you a member of any Patreons? Have you ever been a member of a Patreon?
No.
Doug, how about you? Just really quick answers right now.
I had Bruce's when they were putting a lot of content out.
Absolutely. And I also had What Happened When Tony Schiavone was putting out a ton of content. That's one Patreon that I would personally love to go back to, because I love Tony's lives. Tony Schiavone is a real learning tree. I mean, I don't expect someone to give us, you know, $5 a month to come and listen to us right now. I don't even want to ask them for that right now. So, Josiah, what's your philosophy about kayfabe right now? I think that a few weeks ago, and we always save this for video, so you didn't really have a chance to talk to us about this after you got back from the wedding. Mm-hmm. But what's your vision for kayfabe right now, and what can you see kayfabe eventually evolving into, perhaps?
Yeah, well, there's a lot there. First, you know, I agree with
sorry, I haven't been on content.
No, I get it. No, I get
weeks.
It.
We got a lot
no,
of shit this coming is, out of my yeah, mouth right
this,
now.
This is, yeah, there's, it's a multifaceted answer to a multifaceted question, because it has been, for those not keeping a score at home, like 2.5 weeks since we've done this and sat down and chatted. And this is really where a lot of the business talk actually does happen. People think we joke about it, but it's the truth. So, yeah, man, I'm all about right now staying away from the paywalls, because, like you said, if you're a small creator and you've got an audience, you know, of 27, 30, 35 people, and then you're going to try and make them pay extra for a little bit of extra content, they're probably not going to do that. You're not in a place to leverage that as far as in a position, you know, with your content. So, I say keep it all on the other side of the paywall. Keep it on the free side of the paywall for kayfabe teas, for kayfabe content. You know, I think that's what kind of car, because everyone's doing paywalls. Everyone's doing a Patreon. I think it makes us a little unique that it's not even in the conversation. We don't want to have a paywall. We don't want to have a Patreon. You don't have to pay $7 a month to be a friend of the show or a friend of the brand or a friend of the person that's hosting it or whatever. You're already, it's all inclusive, man. You just come join the content, follow us on Twitter for free, and you're a part of the family, part of the party. I think that kayfabe tees, and we've talked about this at its inception, a t-shirt company was an easy go because I was already making t-shirts, and we could kind of channel our sense of humor on these shirts. But as things have been progressing and as things have been growing, I can see us actually becoming a content creation company platform with multiple, bringing people under our umbrella to produce shows, to give them their own, you know, live content, to give them their own channel on Kayfabe TV, Kayfabe Radio, and kind of really building this thing that really does help one another. You mentioned off the air before we were talking, even before Doug came on, that some people seem really hesitant to help other people in the wrestling space, the wrestling media space. It's like, I don't want to give you my secret sauce, because what if you do better than me, or what if you get more followers than me, or what if your platform is more elevated? So the person's insecurities start to hinder their business opportunities and their relationships that they could make because they're afraid of giving someone or helping someone, right?
Yeah. Now let me piggyback on that really quick, Josiah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because one of the things that we definitely try to do here, Josiah, myself, and Doug right now as well. I mean, Doug is the guy that once kayfabe tees and kayfabe content gets rolling, he's the guy making your logo. He's the guy drawing your shirts. He's right there in front of you. So one of the things that we try to do with our content, our free content, is bring value to people. And I think this is a conversation that can definitely bring value to people. And once we do learn more of the technical things, once we do learn more of that, we have the philosophy. Yeah. Damn, I think we have a great philosophy right now, but we want to bring people under the umbrella.
Yep.
My vision of kayfabe content, my vision of kayfabe tees, is to really host the party. I want to have other business owners on shooting on kayfabe, like we're doing with Doug right now, talking about their business. I want to talk to the lapel girl who is crushing it with pins right now.
Yeah.
I want to talk to the guy that is on Instagram with wrestling for sale. He sells like vintage wrestling shirts. I want to talk to that guy, how he created that, how he started that business.
Right.
And I think that with us hosting the party, number one, it's going to bring a lot of attention to what we're doing. Yeah. Number two, it's going to bring attention to the business that we have. And number three, it's going to help other creators just spread their wealth, spread their knowledge. I mean, this guy, Jimmy, has been so persistent with me. He's so persistent. He's a very over-the-top New Yorker. We've been talking AEW content. And now, because of his persistentness and because of my wanting to do more and more content, we're going to be doing weekly AEW content with each other for a half hour. So that's what, like, I'm looking for those types of relationships and things like that. Folks, look at Doug. Don't you want this guy making your logo for you?
100%. Yeah, man, I agree. Hosting the party is encapsulates what I was trying to say. And even helping people in other small businesses, small brands, whatever, with their social media game, their content, their presence, they're giving them advice of what has worked for us. And so there's no reason that we're all fans. We're all on the same team. You know what I mean? We all love wrestling. So let's help each other out. And that's what we're looking to do. Host a party, come in, tell your story, and we're going to have a good time. Helping you helping us. It's going to be where it's at.
And now, Doug, how many logos have you made for people out there? There's quite a few. I see your art all over the wrestling community.
So like my stuff was essentially just caricatures, drawings, but it's been over like the essentially since Vegas, actually, since we met in person, that a lot of logos really started getting requests for logos.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got Saved by the Pod. I've done one for Cassius Cut, Chelsea Green, and Deonna Peruzzo in NXT. They've got a t-shirt out that did a logo for them. So we're getting some stuff out there, you know, looking to do more work with more people. And you know, like you guys said, it's all about working together, right? Yeah.
I mean, Billy Corgan.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, man. Billy, in a 10 pounds of gold episode, our president, our owner, I'm getting into 10 pounds of podcast voice right now. Billy Corgan, William Patrick Corgan, talked about a megalithic starship which represented the WWE, right? And that if everybody worked together, we may have had a shot against that megalithic starship. My friends, the wrestling community online is a megalithic starship. If you want your voice to get out there, if you want your voice to be heard, if you just want a chance to get yourself over, my friends, I mean, wrestling Twitter is just in the baby stages right now. Just wait till WWE goes to Fox. Just wait till WWE starts podcasting. Just wait till more and more people find AEW. Wrestling Twitter is going to explode the opportunities for people like us trying to make something, trying to make a side business, trying to make an actual business. Those opportunities are there. We're very early in that process. But my friends, God, it's better to be early than late. Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got to talk about? I think that was good. Paywalls. Don't, my friends, build content.
Yeah.
Don't build walls. Damn, that's a t-shirt right there anyways. I like that. I like that saying. Josiah, what else are we talking about today? We got anything else?
Well, dude, let's talk a little bit about why your location looks different. Where are you at? How did the move go? You're in Austin, Texas. What the hell, man? How did things go? How are things going? Inform us. Update us.
Oh, why, thank you. Things are fantastic. I love my new place. The natural light is fantastic for making content. I think that the last person here may have left their cat, so we may be getting another cat soon.
Are you serious?
I think... Dude, Haley's gonna kill me. But like last night, I was editing my first blog, available now on Kayfabe Content. And
and it's a good watch.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. But at like 1 o'clock in the morning, this thing starts pawing at the slider door that's right in front of me. And so I left some food out. I left some water out. And earlier yesterday, it was up in the tree, and I helped it down. So I either made a friend by doing that, or the thing thinks it lives here, or it did live here. So I may be getting, don't say that too loud. We may be getting, it's so cute. It's like an orange fluffy cat. It's adorable. We also went to Roswell, New Mexico, which was fantastic. I don't know if you guys are big alien guys, but there's the only UFO museum was there. So that was pretty cool to go check out. Driving with cats is not exactly the funnest thing in the world, but I think they had a good time. They were high on drugs the whole time, and they were cuddling in the back seat. We did get pulled over quite a lot, and I think I was being a hipster profiled throughout the whole trip. I don't think middle of America is really used to a guy with a ton of tattoos on one arm and a giant mustache on his face. But It was good to be able to tell them that no, I don't have any drugs on me, officer. No, there's no marijuana in the car. We're trying to change our lives completely. And dude, I mean, it feels good to be here, Josiah. It feels good to be making content, and I just need to get back into the routine, you know?
Yep, 100%. Oh man, I'm glad that glad things are going well. I'm excited for you. I'm excited to be. I think I'm going to be out that direction in January for the Rumble, maybe for another
there kayfabe. Could be a Canadian there as well.
Holy,
there hell. We go.
There you go. What did you call it? A kayfabe, like not a hangout, not a party.
Kayfabe kickback.
Kickback. It's got to start with a K. That's right. That's right. A kayfabe.
You know,
kickback.
Actually, a few people have reached out to me in the last week asking if we're going to be at Rumble. So I think that that's something that we can kind of float out there right now, because Haley has given me the go ahead to go to Rumble. Sweet. Doug, do you have the go ahead from your wife?
So I have a work conference that is the Tuesday after that I'm going to be there early. So I'm thinking about just booking my flight 4 or 5 days early, and then I'll connect through Toronto and get that side for myself, and we'll go to it.
Yeah.
Josiah, you got the go-ahead from the wife?
We do. So I think it's a thing. I think this is a thing.
There you go. It's official.
There you go, folks. Kayfabe kickback at the Rumble. Something after NXT. I'm sure that Conrad will have a show. We can go to the Conrad show. And then we can go to the Royal Rumble. That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's talk about AEW. Let's talk about All Out. We got about 10 minutes here, so let's fill some time.
Yeah.
I mean, we planned this. So, Doug, what did you think about All Out? Did you watch it? Did you pay for it? Or did you just watch the highlights on Twitter?
I had to watch it the next day. One of our little guys was sick, so it's the joys of parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
So watched it the next day. Thought it was really good pay-per-view. I found that the, you know, again with the Bucks match, having that and Cody before the main and not essentially spread out a lot, kind of took away from the main event. You know, it's they're giving their inaugural handing over the title. You know, I felt it took a little bit away from that.
Yeah, I definitely think that the women's match, the two Japanese girls could have easily gone between the Bucks and the main event. I think that that would have been a good palate cleanser. What did you think about that Bucks match period, Josiah? Super over the top, super spotty for me.
Yeah.
I mean, let me just give my one quick opinion on my side. Matt Jackson takes an ice island destroyer off of the off of the ladder, lands on his head, and 3 minutes later he's up jogging around and stuff. It just no selling. I don't know, man. I get it, but at the same time I just don't get it.
Yeah, man, I would love to see those kinds of crazy over the top spots mean more. Like you said, having Matt, you know, out of the match for quite a while, and Nick has to fend for himself because his brother just died. You know what I mean? Like that's always been something that's kind of bothered me, because it does take away from a casual fan standpoint. It does take away the validity of, like, well, that probably hurt. Well, never mind. He just threw a super kick 2 minutes later. Like, it's not cool. So it was very over the top. You know, it's entertaining, yes.
Yeah.
But in listening to, you know, I listened to Chris Jericho's behind the scenes account of All Out. He kind of gave his opinion of what he saw, what was going on in his day that day.
Sure.
And he mentioned, you know, there's only so many more of those types of matches and bumps that can fit on a bump card. Like, pretty soon you're going to punch that last bump, and then who knows what's going to happen. You're getting older. You know, I'd like to see Nick and Matt start doing, like, matches that don't surrounded by gimmicks and high spots, because they're good. They're awesome. They have great work rate. But I don't think they necessarily need that anymore. The problem is, I think they've painted themselves in the corner, because that's who they are. That's what the Young Bucks do. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that, you know, everybody, when they talk about Young Bucks, has to say, hey, what they're doing is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What they're 100%. Doing is... is blowing my mind. Yes, it is. But and by the way, what they do with social media and the way that they got the executive vice president job. By the way, folks, they got that job because of what they did on YouTube. They got that job because of what they do with their fans. Look at what ROH is doing right now. ROH is not doing anything because the Young Bucks and Cody and that core group made themselves bigger than a brand. Once they left, no one gave a shit about the brand anymore.
Yeah.
Because social media, folks, come on, wake up. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, this stuff works. But I just can't do a match like that all the time, man. Yeah. When the announcers are even like, when the announcers have to say, we can't even keep up. I think Excalibur, even Excalibur said at some point, I can't keep up with this. How am I supposed to keep up with this? Speaking of the announcers, what did you feel about Jim Ross? Everyone has an opinion on this. I liked him. What did you guys feel?
Yeah, I thought Jim, you know, Jim does a great job. You know, he's a pro. You know, some people like change. You know, I love that he's there. I think it's great that they've signed Tony Schiavone. You know, hopefully it'll be great to hear those two in the near future and how they interact well. You know, because Tony is fantastic. And, you know, our old school WCW Tony Schiavone that we see versus the Tony Schiavone that's been unleashed into the world this day and age, which is absolutely fantastic. You know, it'll be interesting to see how they play out on camera. So I'm hoping to see that. But I mean, no qualms with the commentary team.
Me neither. You know,
I think it's just people are used to a certain pairing or set of pairings, and they just need a little time to adjust.
Yeah.
What did you think about him, Josiah?
Yeah, I agree. I love Jim Ross's work as an announcer. To me, it's like, who am I to question what Jim Ross is doing? The dude knows.
Yeah, really though, right?
Honestly, he's a legend, and he's needed and necessary, especially as you start going into TV. He and Tony both, because you've got a guy flipping the channel, and all of a sudden they hear the voice of Monday Night Show, and they stop, or they hear the voice of Monday Night Raw, or both of them on the same broadcast, and all of a sudden those disenfranchised fans that used to watch a lot in the Attitude Era, or you know, those who have a love for that time in wrestling, are going to stop for just a second because they heard Jim Ross again or they heard Tony Schiavone again. I'm like, okay, what is this? Because it automatically lends and gives validity to the product by having those two voices associated with it.
So, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the audience really quick. Doug, they panned that audience. And I sent out a tweet that said, new drinking game. If you find a child in the audience, you have to finish your drink. Doug, you being a parent, would you take your sons to AEW? Is there a certain thing about AEW that doesn't seem to be child friendly, or is just every single AEW fan a childless, soulless millennial?
No, I think it's funny you said that the other day, and I'm like, you know, I can't wait to take the kids to that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, our 4 and 5 year old, they, you know, now my wife doesn't always agree with it. She's like, now, you know, this is not what they should be watching. I'm like, you're fine.
It would be great for them to pour thumbtacks into each other's mouths, right?
Yeah, it's just an ice island destroyer. They're going to be fine.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up on it, and, you know, we all turned out all right, you know, subject to who assessing that.
Sight unseen.
right? So, I mean, I think it's just right now, you know, there's folks like us that are old school wrestling fans that are just really passionate about it. And it's almost like our all-inclusive for the weekend to get away from the kids kind of thing, right? That's kind of, you know, because, you know, with StarCast, you know, paired up with the pay-per-views. I mean, anyone that went to Vegas knows it was like going to an all-inclusive for, you know, almost
fantastic.
A week. Everyone got to hang out. Everyone got to have a few drinks every night. Kind of unattached. You know, I know a number of people that were there that, you know, had kids like myself, just, you know, that was their weekend away. So, you know, I think eventually, you'll see more and more parents bringing their kids out and what have you. But right now, in terms of where we're not on TV yet, I think those pay-per-views, we're just going to see, it's, like I said, almost an all-inclusive experience with StarCast, the pay-per-view that weekend. You get away, just like a WrestleMania weekend kind of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Was there any match, let's end on this tonight. Was there any match that you guys didn't enjoy anything about the pay-per-view? For me, it was the hardcore Cracker Barrel match. I'm just a little bit over those hardcore matches, the thumbtacks. The guy that I do the other AEW content with, Jimmy, absolutely loved it, but he's a crazy New Yorker, so of course he's gonna love that stuff. Any match that you guys didn't wasn't 100%, which is fine. Not everything has to be for everyone.
I'm over the barrel gimmick.
I'm sure Cracker Barrel is ecstatic because they sponsor and provide catering, to every AEW event or whatever. But I'm finding my, like, I don't know. I have a palate for that stuff, but I'm with you, Adam. Like, at certain times, I'm like, ah, okay, I get it. Like, we could move on with this, or so. But overall, I thought the show was great, but there's just a few spots like that you're kind of like, okay, this isn't for me, but everyone else will enjoy it, so I'm just gonna, go for the ride, basically. But overall, I thought it was a great show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's wrestling. There's something out there for everybody. Just, we do have a mass populace that like to just critique the hell out of it and not enjoy anything. I'm like, sit back and like flick the channel if you don't enjoy it,
And Doug, that's something that I really enjoy about our content. Folks, we're not analysts, we're not journalists, we're three guys that make funny shirts for the love of God. So if you liked what we said on this content, thank you very much for joining us. If you didn't like what we said about this content, I have no diplomas on my walls, folks. Don't take anything I say that seriously, all right? Thanks for joining us, Doug. Thanks for being here, Josiah. It's
Thanks
great
for
to
having me.
see you again. Doug, stick around. We're going to talk some actual business when we're done with this podcast. And folks, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.